Final week of our locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMZA as we now talk Frankfurt basketball, joined now by girls head coach, that is Brian Ebert. It is presented by Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank of Frankfurt, Countryside Feed, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, we appreciate the time as always. When you have an opportunity to get ready for sub-state, it changes things a little bit, and we'll talk about that here momentarily, but you close the regular season with a victory on Monday against Lynn, 58-43. So in that aspect, has to be feeling good to end the regular season on a win and go into the sub-state rounds on a high note.
Yeah, I mean, it is good to end your season with a win. We're probably a little bit frustrated on how we played on Friday at Washington County. Just didn't play well enough to win. And, you know, they made some crucial baskets and did some things at the end that we couldn't overcome, and came out with a loss. And then I felt like our girls definitely played well against Lynn. Lynn is a team that's, you know, maybe kind of up and down, but if you can catch them on the night where they're not playing as well, you know, you got a good chance. And we shot the ball better than we did against Washington County, and we just came out with a lot more energy. And I think our girls are starting to understand that we're in postseason now. You got to bring energy every night, or you're done. Go home, stay home. So hopefully we learn that, and we can get ourselves ready for Onega.
Yeah, getting ready for the Buffaloes on Friday night. But as you've had a little bit of time to kind of reflect on the regular season portion of the schedule, 13 wins, 7 losses. I mean, what are just a few key takeaways from how this season kind of played out in general?
For the most part, I feel like we had a really good season. We started 3 sophomores. Sometimes we started 4 sophomores. So very young, not a lot of experience coming back from last year, but I felt like we had enough that we could be successful. Maybe a couple games that we kind of had hiccups there that we definitely could have won. You know, maybe we didn't deserve to win, obviously, but could have won. So, you know, you take those couple games out of there, you know, great season. Hopefully, you know, it continues and we can build on that with that young group and carry it over into next season.
So as we take a look at the sub-states and the matchups coming up, you guys are the 3 seed in the sub-state. You guys are hosting this 1A D1 sub-state. Centralia, the top seed. Donovan West, the 2 seed. They get byes and will wait for opponents next week. But you guys get Onega for a third time this year. You won the first 2 matchups pretty easily, but it's obviously a little bit different when you put it into a sub-state game and, you know, you kind of got to wipe the records out the window, and anything can certainly happen. So as you get ready for Onega a third time, this one being with the most stakes on the line, you know, how is the preparation going, and what kind of ball game can you expect this third time?
Well, I'm sure they're going to have a lot more energy. They're going to be excited, hoop and hollering, and try to get us mentally, you know, out of our game. And we got to expect anything and everything. You know, we've seen a boxing one, we've seen a triangle one, too, we've seen man zone traps. I mean, we've seen it all, but we have to be ready for all that, because I would think that they're going to pull anything and everything out of their hat to try to beat us and knock us off and beat us on our home court first round of sub-state.
13 wins in the regular season. Frankfurt, the 3 seed in their 1A D1 sub-state. They get Onega on Friday night. Win and you move on to take on Donovan West next week in a sub-state semifinals. As, again, it's hard to believe down to this point in the season here in high school hoops. But, Coach, we appreciate it very much. Brian Ebert joining us once again, Frankfurt girls coach. Always appreciate your time throughout the course of the year. Good luck on Friday night, and continued success. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brandon, and all that you do.